Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Paint Me to Paint Me show. I am the Reverend Edward Paint Me. I tell you, we had a show and a half on yesterday, and been getting calls all morning, all yesterday, people talking, people saying, oh, man, tell it. Tell the truth. And like I told them, most people can't handle the truth, especially black folks. Black people cannot handle the truth. They can't do it. They cannot do that. They have no skills at that. You know? They have no skills at handling the truth. And this is what we have to make sure that we're doing, making sure we're telling the truth. And there's nothing more important than educating your community, even when they don't want to be educated. A lot of them can't handle it. You know, and that's why we're in this mess today. You see, that's why we are in this mess we are in today. But let me tell you a little bit about me, you know. I am going to say whatever I want to say. If it hurts your feelings, don't listen. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. The only thing I ask of you, don't bother me. Don't talk to me. Don't come around me. I don't want to have nothing to do with a sandbox. I don't. That's just me, you know. You know, even the ones that work with me or I have worked with in the past, I will not talk to a Sambo that I know of ever again in my life. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do it. The reason why I'm not going to do it, I'm going to do it for the future of our children. And to me, I want to set an example for them that you should not be out here talking to these people that destroying your future. You see, we should not be out here talking to people who's trying to destroy the future of our children. You know, it's like taking a crowbar and breaking your leg and then asking you, why are you limping? It's the same mentality. You see, that's why the only thing I ask of you, don't bother me, and I promise I won't bother you. As long as you stay out of my way, I don't want you around me for any reason, and I don't want you around anybody I know, but that's between you and them, you see. And in my life, there's no rules here. The only thing I'm trying to do is accomplish something for our children, for the future of our children. Give them the desire to step forward. Give them the desire to do what they need to do. Give them the desire to move to the next level, you know. And you know what? We're having a big election coming up this year, a huge election. I kind of believe if we don't get this Sambo mayor, we're not going to get him. The Sambo mayor is going around telling people that people, well, a person did give him a war for what we don't know. You see, the thing is, Newark, New Jersey had 22,000 lead pipes, and they completed it in 18 months, every last one of them. Let me repeat that. Newark, New Jersey had 22,000 lead pipes, and they finished those lead pipes in 18 months. Benton Harbor only had 4,000 lead pipes, and the work would not have been done if it has not been for the Benton Harbor Community Water Council and Reverend Pinkney. That's basically our work. But unfortunately, we could not head it because it had to be headed by the city. And what the city did, they failed the community once again. They only had 4,000 lead pipes, and It's been 2 years, and they still haven't completed 4,000 lead pipes in the mayor going on talking about they gave him an award. Somebody did give him an award to take that heat off the governor. But what they gave him an award for, I have no idea. I have no idea what they gave this man an award for. Matter of fact, he doesn't have any knowledge when it comes to the community. And see, this is important. Don't let him do this to you and your family, thinking that he done a good job. It took them 3 years, 3 years to do anything. If Reverend Pinckney and the Ben Hopper Community Water Council had not stepped up to the plate, the pipes would not be fixed. We the ones filed a petition with the federal government to put that pressure on the state government to get those pipes fixed. And we took a lot of heat. They did everything. They tried to accuse us of everything, you know, but that's the way they do. So you have to be man enough to let that stuff roll off you, because they're out to get you. They're out to get your children. They're out to get your women. What they're trying to do is make sure they have you in this box that you can't get out of. That's right. They want to put every black person in a box, knowing they can't climb out of it. And that's what they do. Now, who's going to give somebody an award? Let's say they completed it in 2 years, 4,000. Now, you got to go back to Newark, New Jersey, who had 18,000, six times more lead pipes. And they finished in 18 months. We had only 4,000. And we are not finished yet. If you give somebody like that award, something is wrong with you. You have a terrible motive here. And that's what I'm thinking. There's some kind of motive here, because you can't give nobody no award for that work should have been done in 3 months. 3 months. Six at the max. At the max. But unfortunately, when it comes to black people, nobody really cares. Black people don't even care. They don't care, you know. They walk around here like they're oil robbers or somebody, thinking that these white folks love you. They don't love you. We got some good ones, but they don't love you. And they're not here to help you, you see. See, they have put us in a position where my black brothers and sisters have been robbed of themselves. That's right. They have been robbed of themselves. When white folks can't defeat you, they will always find a black person, some bootlicker, buck kissing, buck dancing, black person they can trot out in front of the community, use the media to make that person seem acceptable. Now, anytime the news media is saying anything good about black folks, you better beware. Because they never, ever say anything good about black people, because they don't want black people or other people to know that black people have good quality, you see. I would say this. Over 75 to 80% of black folks are good people, you know. But they always show on TV things that would make us look bad. You see, things that just don't fit in. And here's the thing. I think this is important, too. Black people, some of them, not all of them, want to be just like white folks. They want to put their foot on their neck. Yesterday, I took a guy over to get some water, and they had this black guy in charge. Now, you know you can't drink. They can't drink the water. The guy didn't want to get aboard no water until I got out of my car and want to know what's going on. What's going on? You want water. Get a man some water, man. Oh, I can't give him no water. You can't give him some water. You part of the problem. That's a typical picture of a black man that has been robbed of himself. He just don't know who he is. That's just like the mayor we have, this mayor Marcus Muhammad from the Nation of Islam. This is important because he was at my house when Minister Louis Farrakhan came. I really didn't want him in my house at that time because I know how people are here. And the minister just really wanted a one-on-one with me and him. But this guy, he begged and called and asked should he come. And I said, yeah, come on. He came in. And the minister, the first thing, he didn't really know who he was. So he said, yeah. I said, well, we're trying to get us a new mayor, but we don't know. He said, well, Marcus, Muhammad, why don't you run for mayor? And the reverend will help you. He said, won't you? I said, yes, I will. But then he asked this guy, this low-life scumbag, he asked him, will you take care of the people? Will you take care of the people? Will you take care of the people? He said it three times. Each time, this scumbag said yes. Soon as we got him in office, he flipped on us. He started talking about white folks, yes. I'm the white folks lawyer. Mayor. I'm all this. See, that's a person that has been robbed of himself. You see, that's a person who has been robbed of themselves. He don't even know who he is. Talking about, I've been to the governor mansion. So what? You know, being to the governor, like that's some kind of big deal. See, that's a person who's been robbed of himself, who don't know who he is. He's a wannabe, you see. Yeah, don't forget the name, Mayor Marcus Muhammad. Marcus Muhammad. And if you see the minister, ask him about this guy, you see. We also going to have to hold the minister accountable for this also. Because what this guy has done, he's the worst mayor that the city of Benson Harbor ever had. He's around here lying, talking about something. Well, they, you know, I can't say he's lying about the, getting an award. They gave him an award to neutralize the resident. See, for 3 years, he didn't tell nobody that the water was contaminated with lead. He was telling people the water was all right to drink because Whirlpool Corporation was trying to sell these houses around the golf course. That's how that was. He was so busy lying to the people about that, you know. And like I said, see, white folks can always trot out someone, a black person, and then try to give them credibility by using news media. This guy ain't got no credibility. I don't think he got any credibility with the Nation of Islam. If he do, the Nation of Islam need to answer to this or answer for this. You know, it's crucial. All the hell we've been through as a people, we've been traumatized for over 450 years. That's right, traumatized for over 450 years. Of none but abuse, mistreatment, and torture. And I cannot forget the hanging. These Christians will go to church at 11 o'clock, get out at 1 o'clock, and go hang them, a black person. And nobody went to jail. Nobody. Nobody went to jail for hanging and killing a black person. Nobody. They would even cut the baby out of the woman. Cut the baby out. And then stomped the baby to death. Several occasions. Nobody went to jail. Not one single person went to jail. Nobody. Nobody went to jail for killing them. And you got the nerve to want to be like this, you know, like them devils. You already shame yourself. Nobody could be that way. Nobody. And we sit around here with all these sambos running around trying to be like this. That's right. For over 450 years of abuse, the mistreatment, even today they're mistreating us. They're torturing us. But on a different, that's why when you see Michael Brown getting killed, Trayvon Martin getting killed. That's why nobody goes to jail. You know, nobody looked at us as real human beings because they want us to stay in that caliber. Because they can always trot out a black person. They can always find a Negro to come out and help them out. That's right. They can always find one. No matter where they go, you can always find one. And then here's the thing. No amount of evidence will ever persuade an idiot, a sambo. No. No amount of evidence will persuade us. You know, and just think about the Black Holocaust. Think about that. From 1619 to 1861, more than 15 million Africans were sold into slavery. Over 35 million was killed by slave traders, making it the greatest Holocaust in the history. In the history. There's never been a Holocaust like this. Can you imagine that? 35 million people was killed by slave traders making it to this world over here on this side. And nobody said a mumbling word. And we got the nerve to want to be like these folks. Something is wrong with us. There's not a reason in this world we would want to be like them. Not a reason. You know, fear. But fear has two meanings. Forget everything and run away. Or face everything and rise to the top. It's your choice. We have to change the way we do business. If we don't change the way we do business, it's going to take another 450 years to get us equality around here with these white folks. These white devils. Some folks, some black folks love their master more than the master loves himself. They want to be just like them. And we accept them. What if we start isolating ourselves from them? What if? What if we start all these samples, what if we start isolating ourselves from them? When we see them, nobody talks to them. Nobody. When they go to the store, nobody talks to them. When you see them, nobody shows up with nothing. That's how we have to deal with these samples. Because they love their master, their white master, more than they love himself. Masters don't have to do anything. He can just sit back and watch while we take on the oppressive mindset, language against each other. It's sad, but it's true. But there are many ways to turn someone to betray their community, their people. There are many ways. Money. Money is a way. Money is the top, you see. A lot of black folks do things for money. They don't do things because it's the right thing to do. They do it for money. And they want these white folks to love them. They want to say that they've been to the White House. They've been to the governor mansion. I can call the governor, but she don't answer when you call. So why call her? Ideology. Compromise. And here's another one, ego. Black folks wants to be something so bad. You are somebody. You are. You're special. But let's build for the future of our children. Let's build a foundation for our women. Let's do that. Let's deal with stuff like that to make us go to the next level, be on the next level. Let's do it just like that. Let's make it happen. Come on, black folks. See, I have enough sense to know that power be and those that don't know don't respect critical thinking. That's why what they have done to our school is criminal. They have attacked our school system and our children. They have knocked down this school system. Matter of fact, we had a case here where the boiler went out last year in the winter. And the black, all black members, all black board members, they voted not to repair the boiler. The children was coming to school with their gloves, hat, scarf, coat, and boots on inside the classroom. And they thought it was all right. Black folks thought it was all right. And this year, it hadn't been fixed yet. And they believe it's okay. It's not okay. It's not okay. It's not okay. It's not, it's not okay. You see? See, I have enough sense to know that the power that be cannot destroy you. They can neutralize you, but they cannot destroy you. But any time you're willing to sacrifice your children, which is the future, which is the future, then you have no place on this earth. You build. You build. See, a happy woman is a happy child, you see. And a happy child will learn and build for the future. This is where we need to be. This is where we're at today. Until we that way, things are going to continue just like it is. Now, how could you allow your child to go to school and learn with boots on? How can you allow your child to go? See, I told this young lady that I would not talk about people sending your child to school system. Well, I wouldn't send my child there. Never. My grandchildren, even my neighbor children, I would not send nobody to Benton Harbor School District. They don't care. Anytime you have a Trinborn on a school board and a Ronaldo Triplett, those are the main two. Because you get someone to place those two, the rest of them will fall in line. They probably have to get rid of the president of the school board. Got to get rid of her too, because she's part of that. She also voted for the children not to have a new boiler at the high school. She voted both. Can somebody please tell me where do that make sense? How do that make any sense to you? You tell me. How do that make sense? Man, we're some funny folks, but we got to put our children and our women first. We got to make sure that they're doing the right thing. We got to stop all this nonsense. Stop it. Stop it. When I say stop it, I mean exactly that. Stop this nonsense. Stop all this crazy talk, all this crazy stuff that you're doing. Our children are running around. But here's the thing. When you think about everything, I don't want to see nobody get shot. Nobody. I'm a nonviolent person. I don't want to see nobody get shot. Nobody. No matter what, I do not want anyone to be shot. You know. But when it comes to our children, this is a perfect example. You see. Now, black people don't want to hear the truth. You know, they want to stick to what they know, they think they know. See, and you use the word, they can't handle the truth. They can't handle the truth. They want to live their life one day at a time, and regardless of what happens, how are we going to improve on this? These folks got us surrounded. We have to circle the wagons when it comes to these folks. These folks are for real. These folks ain't no joke. These folks are the real deal. But we have to make sure we're doing what we need to do. Let me say this. If you really want to fix the police reputation, they will campaign right now to end the drug war. That's right. Police really want to fix their reputation, they will campaign to end the drug war. That drug war practically destroyed us. when they brought these drugs in and flooded our community with. But it didn't do as bad as they thought it would. They put chemicals on there to make you become addicted to these drugs. And it didn't do what they thought it would. It did some of that, but we survived that. Just like we survived the slave ship. We survived that, you see. But now what we have, the attack, not only on the men going to prison, now they're sending women to prison. They're sending women to prison because it didn't work sending the men to prison because the people that was out was reproducing. 9 and 10 children. And they feel they had to do something different. See, one thing about them, that's their job to think. They get paid. But that's what they do. You see. And here's something else that you do. You got to start demoting and removing violent cops. That's right. When it comes to a black person, their idea is to shoot to kill, you know, not to wound, shoot to kill. But when it comes to a white person, they're not to shoot. They are to de-escalate the issue. That's how they do it. De-escalate. And that's where they're at today. That's how they deal with it. It's unfortunate, but there it is. Also, we got to create a national blacklist, that's not black officers, it's a blacklist, you know, of bad cops. We got to have a list of where, if he's a bad cop in Chicago, he goes on the list. He's a bad cop in Michigan, Kalamazoo, Detroit, he goes on the list. He goes on the blacklist, you see. But this is how they do. After they commit a crime or do something, they do two things. They leave that police force and go to another police force and get a job and do the same thing over and over and over again. That's their history. That's how they do it. You know, so you got to create a national blacklist of bad cops, bad, bad cops. And I tell you, we have a bad chief here. You got McGinnis, man, and they pay him well, too. He get all kind of grant money. He done did everything you could think of. So far, I've gotten away with it. Here's another thing. Regular review of psychiatric evaluation and drug testing. We got to start drug testing these officers, you see. Every chance we get, we got to drug test. You know, have him evaluated. You know, we got to do that. That's a must. That's a must. We have to do what we have to do. We have to make sure that we're doing all the things that we should be doing. You know, we got to stay focused on the big picture. You know, and that's really what it's all about. See, black folk, we get sidetracked. We get sidetracked, you see. And we'll find a way to attack each other rather than deal with the problem. And that's how they get away with that. We have to review and fix bad talent. Make sure that every single officer, if it turns off, you're fired. That should be the thing. If your camera is not on, you fired and something happens. You're fired. Ain't no ifs, ands, and buts about it. That'll cut down on all these cameras being off. There's no camera, no nothing on it. And then here's something that we got to do. We got to find a way to arrest a black person without killing him. We got to find a way to arrest, if we're going to arrest a black person, we got to arrest him and not kill him. Because anything you do as a black person, you become in jeopardy of surviving. You see? And here's something, you know, we got to refuse to arrest people for victimless crime. You see, black people get arrested for everything, you see. And what we got to do, we got to pay more attention to what is really, really, really going on, you know. And also, we got to address this, the police officer's sexual conduct, more misconduct. You know, we got to make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to, what they're being paid to do. We got to make sure of it, you see. And then we got to understand, you know, this is a fight against fascism. Fascism is a fight for basic human needs for all. That's the most important thing that I can tell you. I'm going to go into my talk about my Sambos in the Sambo Award. And we got to make sure we talk about the Sambos. And I tell you, this the Sambo of the Year Award, I got to say this, has gone wild. I would never anticipate that something like this could occur. It has really increased my listeners. But it's reality. We now have over 30 cities that actually do the Sambo of the year or month. And even have one in Houston doing the Sambo of the week. It's a bigger city. They can handle it. They got millions of people. They can do that. But Sambos are everywhere, you see. Black folks want to be like white folks so bad that they would do anything. They'll do anything. And then they want you to praise them for nothing. And I'm going to say this. If you see this mayor here, give him a thumb down. Because he's been the Sambo of the Year for the last 2 years. But give him a thumb down. Nobody praising you for doing 4,000 pipes in over 2 years. They gave you the award to take the heat off the governor. They could put it back on you now. You know, that was all right. You weren't smart enough to see it coming, you see. You thought it was all about you. You haven't did anything. You had to know it wasn't about you. You had to know that. You know, you ain't did nothing. You're following Whirlpool instructions. That's what you're doing. Everything that Whirlpool tell you to do, that's what you do. Even that money, that block grant money that you guys stole, that block grant money that now you got to pay it back. No, the residents got to pay it back. You don't have to pay it back. Y'all get a chance to keep that money, but the residents have to pay it back. What kind of world we living in? These guys get a chance to go off with $50,000, $60,000 and don't have to pay it back. But the residents got to pay it back. And the residents don't say nothing. They don't know. They don't even know nothing about the block grant. They don't know about all the money that came through this. And now most of the money came through is because of Benton Harbor Community Water Council, Reverend Edward Pinkney and the Benton Harbor Community Water Council. We are responsible for all of this that's happened, even though we wasn't able to oversee it, which we should have been. It would have been a better job. But they let you guys who know how to do nothing, you don't know how to do nothing, do it. But let me move on. My letter seats. Right now, she had 22,594 votes for the Sambo of the Year Award. She lead the pack. She's followed by the mayor, Marcus Muhammad, Nation of Islam. Sambo of the Year, 2 years in a row, 22,447. Then we have the chief of police here, Dan McGinnis. We got the worst mayor that we ever had in Marcus Muhammad. He's the worst mayor the city of Benton Harbor ever had. And then we have the worst chief of police probably in the country. This is the only place where you call 911. And 911 asks you, is the person need help, black or white? And that's a fact. That's not shooting off the top of my head. That's a fact. It happened. You see, nothing happened. And then McGinnis got 21,897 votes. He's followed by Dwayne seeks out. This is the first time in history a mother and a son. And between the mother and the son, they got close to 45,000 votes. They got to be the Sambo family. They're the Sambo family. You see, this guy, he got 21,444. Isn't that amazing? 21,444. And this guy's a character. He's a straight up Sambo. This guy, he's supposed to be a pastor. He works at that with that shop. What they call them, that marijuana, cannabis. What kind of pastor gonna work at a cannabis or be part of a cannabis place? What type of pastor do that? What type of pastor do that? Is there a pastor in this world willing to sacrifice his trip to the kingdom for some marijuana? And this guy, he got a history. I ain't gonna go into that because I don't have the time. But this guy got a history. He got blood all over his hand. His hand is dripping with blood. Nasty blood. Dripping. Then we have Trenton Bowen, the young man who is on the school board. He's the vice president, and that's one of the reasons why we're not sending my children to this school. If you allow somebody like that to be the vice president of a school board over your children, then you don't care about your children. It's just that simple. Everybody who voted for him don't care about their children. They know who he is. They know what he do. We ain't gonna get into all that. But they know exactly who this guy turned. He voted no not to repair the school board. No. He would rather see your children in the classroom with their hat, earmuffs, gloves, scarf, heavy coat, and boots trying to learn. That's what he'd rather have. And you voted for him. I know, you know, the people in Benadio, the way you think, you see. You see, if y'all know somebody, y'all vote for him. Even though y'all know his lifestyle, it don't mean that. And it's shameful and it's disgraceful. That's why I would not send my children to the Ben Harvey area school, period. Then we have Ron Singleton, former police officer. He worked out a scheme with the chief of police, not McGinnis, it was Walker. Walker was the chief of police at that time. How they was stealing money from the pension fund. And they got caught. So Walker signed an agreement by him being the chief. It had to come through him. Signed the agreement to pay the money back. Right after he signed the agreement, before it got passed, he resigned from being chief of police. And they never tracked it down. Ron Singleton got away with that. Then somehow, Ron Singleton was not a lieutenant when he retired. I think he was a corporal or something, private. I don't know other than I know he wasn't no lieutenant. And then for the last 10 years, he's been receiving, now listen to this, he's been receiving lieutenant pay. We talking about he has scammed the city of Benton Harbor out of thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. And they know it. Chief of Police McGinnis knows. They all knew that he was not a lieutenant when he retired. They also knew about the pension fund. They knew this. And then this guy, Ron Singleton, he even stole a whole radio station from the Kelly family. Charles Kelly died, and then he bullied Miss Kelly, who just so happened to be white, and she had to come up here and face all that animosity that they had towards her being white, an older white lady, and she didn't want to feel like it. So he just bullied her out of the radio station, and now he's running it like it's his radio station as a cash cow, using their 501c3 which it should not be belonging to him, period. But unfortunately, you know, he could go to jail, really. But Ben Harper is not like that. You know, when they know you, they let you mess over people. And the people let you mess over them because they don't really know. But we have to make sure we're doing what we need to do. Anyway, let me move on. Then we have Terrence Henderson. Now, Whirlpool is clever. You got to keep your eye on them. They set up what they call a riverfront desk, and they let Sharon run it. Nobody really shows up for those things. But somehow, Whirlpool buys all the tickets, or they get people. It doesn't make it seem like a damn. They get other people to buy the tickets, like the bank and different people they deal with. And they fungal money through the elected officials that way. They fungal the money through them, like they made a big killing and stuff like that. Hey, it was rained out this year. It was rained completely out. But nobody is going to stand up and say nothing. Black folks, you're not like you used to be. The older generation will not tolerate this. But now the older generation is, they think they're too old to fight. You're never too old to fight. You know, I'm going to fight for my children until I'm dead and gone. And if it means, whatever it means, you know. So that's how that operates. That operates around. So Sharon Henderson, don't forget that name. How they fungal the money through there to make this happen, you see. And it's other little tricks that they use. But the point is, they're doing it. And black people, you know, most times don't know. And then we have the city manager. This guy's almost 90 years old. He's about as close to 90 as a man can get. He come to work, to sleep. He get a fat check, you see. I can't wait until he retires or something happens. We can do an audit, a real audit, you know. He comes to work to sleep. This sample, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't get Sharon. Sharon got 20,995 votes. Mitchell got 20,984 votes. You see, Mitchell is the person, you see, that the money come through. He has, along with the mayor, they both have to sign. And that's how they've been funneling the money, different ways, funneling the money through there. And we're taking it here. And we're going to continue because we don't have people willing to stand up and say, I'm not going for this. I'm fighting for the future of my children, you see. But when something happened to one of our children, we cry like babies, you see. But the point is, we have to make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to do. We're failing our children. We're failing our children because you won't stand up. If anybody go out and vote for anybody on this list, you're getting what you deserve. And that's what they say. They say these people are getting what they deserve. They ain't going to do nothing. Well, if you go out and vote for these people, put them back in office, you're getting exactly what you deserve. It's unfortunate, but that's just the way it is. Sleepy Ellis Mitchell, almost 90 years old, still running the show. Almost 90 years old. Unbelievable. And you can't support none of these people. None. Anyone he supposed to support, that's on you. And also, the very last symbol is Judge Mayfield. Well, they call her the baby snatcher. She's a snatch like babies. I didn't nominate her, but she was nominated. And matter of fact, everybody on here, I didn't nominate anybody. My letter seats, I didn't nominate her. Mayor Marcus Muhammad, I didn't nominate him. Dan McGinnis, Chief of Police, I didn't nominate him. Dwayne Cease, the mom and the son combination, I didn't nominate them. You know, Trenton Bowen, I didn't nominate him. Ron Singleton, the thief, I didn't nominate. Sharon Henderson, and Sleepy Ellis Mitchell and Judge Mayfield. These are people you have to be aware of. We got the same people in every city. But the way to deal with them is isolate their butt. See, Sambos stick together. They run in packs. That's how they do. Sambos run in packs. That's what they do. They run in packs. So what we have to do, we have to make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to do to protect our children. That's what we're telling. We're not protecting our children, and we should be. But listen, on that note, everybody to get out and vote. You can vote now here in Benton Harbor. Those of you listening, we have a full house today. I love it. I love it when you tune in. Beautiful. I love it. You know, keep listening. I'm only going to spit the truth out here, and we're going to deal with that, you know. But get out and vote. Also, the big election is November 7th. Be ready. Be ready on that day. Get to those polls. Show these scumbags that who you are. Show them who you are. Show them who you are. And let's make it happen. And on that note, next Sunday, 5 o'clock, you're listening to my Blog Talk Radio and my Facebook account. Talk to you all soon.